Good morning. You're listening to The Daily Cap, your morning news brief from WNUR News. I'm your host, Isabel Papp. It's 9 a.m. Central on November 12th, so here are the headlines to start your day. The weekend brings on Refusion Shaka, an annual performance where dance groups Refresh, Fusion, and Boom Shaka perform together in Khan Auditorium, along with guest dance groups. Tickets are available for the three shows on Friday and Saturday. Grab them before they run out. In Evanston, the city staff presented a brief update on its responses to federal immigration activity at City Council's Monday meeting. In addition to commitments to respond to and record reports by residents, the city may see legislative proposals to mitigate federal immigration agents' presence and provide resources to those affected in the next 2 weeks, Mayor Daniel Biss said. In Chicago, after 2 months of raids, federal immigration agents may soon leave the city as the controversial mission has winded down. But the operation's close, which began in early September, doesn't mean that enhanced immigration enforcement will end anytime soon. Sources say the feds plan to leave in place a force of some Border Patrol agents as well as extra enforcement and removal operations officers with the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. In Illinois, cases have been reported of infant botulism connected to ByHeart's organic instant formula. ByHeart has recalled almost all of its products sold throughout the U.S., and the outbreak has now sickened at least 15 infants in 12 states, including Illinois. No deaths have been reported, but the most recent cases were confirmed in November. Botulism is a rare but serious disease that can cause paralysis and death. Symptoms can take weeks to develop. ByHeart officials say parents and caregivers who have the formula in their homes should stop using it immediately and dispose of the product. Nationally, the Supreme Court extended a temporary ruling yesterday that allowed the Trump administration to withhold full food stamp benefits while Congress worked to advance a measure that will end the government shutdown. The new order will expire just before midnight tonight, giving lawmakers and President Trump 2 more days to approve and sign a government funding bill. The House is expected to vote as early as today on a measure passed by the Senate, but the order extends delays and uncertainty for millions of Americans who rely on SNAP benefits for food aid. Finally, a suicide attack outside a court in Pakistan's capital, Islamabad, has killed 12 people and injured at least 27 others. Pakistani Prime Minister Shahbaz Sharif has alleged that extremist groups, quote, actively backed by India, unquote, were involved, but a spokesperson for the Indian government denied what they described as, quote, baseless and unfounded allegations, unquote. Suicide blasts in Islamabad have been rare in recent years, and there's no official word yet on what led to the blast. That's all for today's Daily Cap. From Evanston, Illinois, I'm Isabel Papp. Be sure to check out more news stories on our website, wnurnews.org. And make sure to catch our next newscast tonight at 6 p.m. at 89.3 FM or at wnur.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you Monday morning for another edition of The Daily Cap.